And now a look at local news on WBKV. A 47-year-old Milwaukee man accused of sexually assaulting a Germantown boy for several years, starting in 2001 when the boy was 7 or 8 years old, is due back in Washington County Court with his third attorney this morning. Back in March, Chris A. Hansen pled no contest to a reduced felony charge that was filed in 2014. Last month, Judge James Muehlbauer was asked to allow Hansen's defense attorney to withdraw from the case because Hansen was not satisfied with his performance. Hansen says he was pressured into accepting a plea agreement to third-degree sexual assault, which carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. Hansen said he wants to withdraw his plea, which would mean he could face a sentence of up to 100 years if convicted of the original two counts of repeated sexual assault of the same child. Hansen maintains the alleged assaults never happened. There will be a new judge deciding whether Dennis Brantner should be retried for the murder of Barrett Beck or whether the charge against him should be dismissed. Fond du Lac County Judge Gary Sharp yesterday recused himself from the case based on comments he made to a jury after they were dismissed following a June trial and also to an employee about a potential retrial. District Attorney Eric Toney reemphasized his plans to retry if given the opportunity. A district court administrator will pick the new judge in the case. Several bridges on Interstate 41 in Washington County are slated to be worked on in the next couple of years. Brian Deneve with the Department of Transportation says the public can look at the plans later today.
It's a significant stretch of highway going on the south end at County K, Washington County K, all the way up to the Washington-Dodge County line. And there's a series of seven structures that we'll be addressing. Different types of work that will be done include concrete overlay, painting, and concrete surface repairs, along with some complete replacements. And depending on which bridge you're talking about, depends on which specific maintenance we'll be doing.
Tonight's public involvement meeting is open house style and runs from 5 to 7 at the Addison Town Hall in Allenton. A plea agreement may be in the works for a 25-year-old Hartford man facing multiple felony sexual assault charges in Washington County Court. Giorgio Acevedo is charged with two counts of second-degree sexual assault, one count of third-degree sexual assault, strangulation and suffocation, and operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Those are all felonies, as well as misdemeanor battery, disorderly conduct, and criminal damage to property. All the charges stem from an incident in early December of 2015. He is expected to be back in court today. Acevedo is also facing felony theft charges in Ozaukee County. If you're coming to court for an OWI case, you might want to show up sober. Washington County authorities say a 39-year-old Milwaukee man appearing in court for his third OWI last week smelled of intoxicants when he came through the screening area. When confronted by deputies after his court appearance, the man first denied consuming any alcohol, but then said he had some wine from a box before court. A breath test performed at 9:10 in the morning showed the man had a blood alcohol content of 0.21. He was under a no-drinking order and was arrested for bail jumping. Deputies don't think he drove to the courthouse.